you were there for the Lincoln Club Forum with Rahm Emanuel and former Vice President Mike Pence. What an interesting pairing that is.
Yeah, that's a public policy forum. Me and Tracy Slutskin started about 8 years ago. And we, you know, we've had these discussions and it's so contentious and everybody's mad and yelling. And they go, okay, we're going to get two people that probably don't agree on anything, but we're going to have them come and do a Lincoln forum and talk about what we need to do going forward to make the country work better so we don't have shutdowns and we actually start working for the people again. And it turns out that Mayor Emanuel and Vice President Pence, although they don't agree on anything, and they said that during the Lincoln forum, they're good friends.
Oh.
And it was really, really good. Lincolnforum.org. Go listen to it. It's on the website. It was just so refreshing to hear these two guys talk. And it's different views. They don't agree, but they did it in such a respectful and civil manner. And they said that. That's the problem, that people, it's not civility, it's just respect. And he goes, yeah, we fought like cats and dogs when we were in the House, and we'd fight walking into the chamber, but we always respected one another, got along, and they're still good friends. So there's a way you can get things done without being disagreeable, I think.
Well, that's the way it used to be done, right? It was all about policy. You can hate someone's policy. You can hate what they're proposing. But at the end of the day, many of those members of Congress and senators would go and have dinner and work out in the same health club and, you know, kind of greet each other's families. And we just seem to have lost that.
Yeah, Kennedy and Nixon couldn't get JFK and Richard Nixon. You couldn't get two guys that fought it out more. They used to take the train together. They wanted to do debates together. So, and again, it's not Pollyanna. Politics is tough business, and you got to take tough positions. There's nothing wrong with being partisan, but it's gotten so out of control that the only voices we hear now are the extremes. And there is a, and this is the whole theory of why we did this event, was there's a big middle in this country, I believe, and in the state even, that is not being represented because they don't necessarily agree with the fringes. They just want the government to operate. They want to be able to live in, you know, in an affordable environment and make their businesses run and have their kids get educated and be safe. And that's pretty much it. But all the, it gets kind of lost in all the, you know, kind of cable news noise, I think.
Yeah. Well, the fringe on both sides is loud, yes, and everybody else in the middle is just like, come on, I just want to get through today. I want to make my house payment, get my kids off to school. And many don't participate because they don't want to be a part of that. And I don't know how we get back to that. But is it, I mean, Rahm's friend Howard Tolman, who joins us every Tuesday at this time, has told us for a couple months that Rahm had his eye on the presidency. How does he have enough name recognition that even, how does he think he could pull that off?
It's an uphill climb, and I think he realizes that. But if you watch him lately, and he's been speaking a lot, and he was, I thought, fantastic at this Lincoln Forum. He's a smart guy, and he's been around a long time. And he was with Bill Clinton in 91 when Bill Clinton was at 3%. So, yeah, is it an uphill climb? But I think what he's banking on, just my takeaway from it, he didn't say it this way, but he is articulating a message that's a little bit different than a lot of the Democrats are. He's not going, you know, to the left and taking the real progressive approach. He's taking the more pragmatic approach, which is what he is, and saying, hey, Trump's over in 3 years. We got to look forward and talk about issues that are going to get us elected, like they did in New Jersey and Virginia. We got to talk about the issues you just mentioned. So it was so interesting to watch a guy, you know, like or dislike the former mayor, he's a smart guy. And to listen to him talk that strategy, I thought was fascinating. I think that's kind of what he's banking on.
Steve made a joke earlier that when Mike Pence uses the word mother and Rahm Emanuel uses the word mother, two different things.
Yes. And they, right. He even said it. Rahm said it. He goes, yeah, he goes, listen, I'm still mean. I can be mean. I get it. But in Mike Pence, just to see a guy of his accomplishment, again, whether you love, like or dislike his politics, he was vice president of the United States. He was governor of Indiana. Very successful, very well thought out, very well spoken, and very sincere. Whether you agree or disagree, you can't doubt the sincerity of his beliefs. And he didn't take any grief, and nor did Rahm from him. But they made their points, and you know, nobody walked out angry. The end was very good. They both talked about their kids being in the military. And it was just kind of a feel-good moment, I think, when a lot of – we're just not used to seeing that.
Yeah. So today, the Democrats released some of the emails, and then It looks like Republicans released 20,000 pages. White House spokesperson has pushed back. These emails allege that President Trump spent hours at Epstein's house with one of the victims. What is happening, and will the swearing in of the newest Congresswoman force a vote to where we finally get some resolution? We finally understand what the heck's going on.
Yeah, and that is what was they were waiting for, to get her in there so they could to do this. But here's what I'm thinking, Lisa, just having read all this and kind of listening, and you guys were coming on the intro. This is horrible conduct, all of this. I mean, Epstein, weirdo. I mean, this is, I can't think, I mean, I have three daughters. I can't imagine one of them being trafficked by one of these perverts like Epstein or his the woman that was working for him. That being said, if Trump is not involved in some way, shape, or form beyond what I've seen in participating in that trafficking, if he's just guilty of hanging around with a weirdo, why are we talking about that? There are so many big issues. I'm not saying put it away, but don't put it on the front burner. We have a lot of big issues going. The economy is really going the wrong direction. We've got wars. We've got all things we need to deal with. Why are the Democrats, didn't they learn their lesson? They won by talking about issues that people really care about. And you're not going to change Trump voters' minds. They're going to support Donald Trump no matter what comes out. So why don't we move on? I think that's the point that Rahm made so well. Let's talk about the future and what we can do as a party to do better for people in this country.
Okay, I would be in on that, but we have a chiropractor in Batavia who was just accused of putting cameras in his office and charged with filming women and children. We have an ice cream shop owner. It seems to be prevalent that we have so many predators among us in this society. As a woman, it's beyond disgusting, and I have friends who are victims of rape, and it needs to be addressed. If we have people in this government who take away the trafficking but have had sex with underage girls, we need to know that. People need to know that before they vote.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending any of it. And it's disgusting to me. And I completely agree with you. But the gotcha politics that goes on, I got it. I was a prosecutor. Yeah. I get it. If you've got evidence, let's see it and let's take care of it.
Right.
And everybody better act on that. But it's so drip, drip, drip. This game of 20,000 emails, let's just hold on and see what's there before we start.
Somebody's got to produce it. It's been far too long, and it is just being hung as fruit for somebody to pick to sway a campaign, and it is tiresome. I agree with you on that, but dear God.
It's horrible.
This is where they got to get bipartisan support. Come together and tell us what the heck was going on.
Well, it seems like they have, doesn't it, Pat? I mean, you've got a number of Republicans now voting to release these documents.
Yeah, and I kind of agree with you, Steve. It's kind of flood the infield
right. And
see, you know, if we can create confusion and just confuse the issues. Listen, anybody that's in elected office that defends us or protects us from being turned over, they need to be removed. This is, you can't have much worse conduct than this. But I guess I tire of the constant politicization of it. Let the investigation move along its course by professional investigators, not members of Congress that are cutting and pasting and picking out things and putting them in the blogosphere for people to talk about. Let's do it the right way and make sure that this is taken care of. That's my point.
I'm with you. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I love the picture of you and John Borling. I wish we had more time to talk about that.
I used to play golf with him. He's 86 years old. Still hits a mean golf ball. He's just the greatest patriot I've ever known. And I hope he had a great Veterans Day. I just love that guy.
Yeah. All right. Follow Pat. Follow him definitely on LinkedIn, wherever he is, because your life is interesting. You interact with some very amazing people. Thanks for being a part of our show.
Anytime. Great talking to you guys. See ya.